Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Mary Martin, Victor Borger, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids, and Hal of the Charioteers. Bing's distinguished visitors for this evening include the increasingly popular young comedian Daly, soon to be seen in Paramount's Star Spangled Rhythm, the well-known character comedian Richard Hayden, now being seen in Thunderbirds, Mrs. Helen Fletcher, field representative of the Junior Red Cross, and Colonel Leroy P. Hunt of the United States Marine Corps. And here's Bing Crosby.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we have fought our country's battles on the land as on the sea. First to fight for right and freedom and to keep our honor clean, we are proud to claim the title of the United States Marine. Gaze on heaven's scene, they will find the streets are guarded by the United States Marines.
Thus, friends, the hymn of the United States Marine Corps in celebration of the Corps' 167th anniversary. As the Old Kraft Music Hall salutes the Marines and all our armed forces all over the world by short wave. It was on November 10th, 1775, that the Continental Congress authorized the formation of a Corps of Marines to fight on the ships that Commodore Hopkins commanded under General Washington. Ashore and afloat, the amphibious Marines have been fighting under generals and admirals ever since, most recently and most vigorously in the Solomon Islands. That's why we've asked Colonel Leroy P. Hunt, just back from the fighting front at Guadalcanal, to join us this evening in the Old Kraft Music Hall. Colonel Hunt.
Thank you. On behalf of the Marine Corps.
Thank you, Colonel. On behalf of everybody else who was benefiting by the presence of the fighting Marines in the Solomon Islands.
Practically all of the original troop units that made the first landing with us on Guadalcanal are still there, Bing. So if this is a Marine Corps celebration, let's celebrate them. Or am I being too sentimental?
Colonel Hunt, I wonder if you could tell us something about how the men felt when they landed in the South Sea Islands.
I think some of them were a little disappointed in the South Sea Islands, Mary.
Why?
No Dorothy L'Amour.
But plenty of Japs, huh?
We surprised a lot of them lying under the coconut tree.
I bet they got out of there fast.
No, they're still lying under the coconut tree.
About what percentage of the Marines on Guadalcanal are men who enlisted after December 7th?
I should say about 40%, Bing. But they're seasoned veterans now.
Pretty good fighters, huh?
Bing, young America isn't brought up to be a military man, but he's got it all over anybody you care to put up against him when it comes to initiative. Once he's trained and has confidence in his weapons, there's nothing in the world that can stop him. Even if he loses his leaders, he will rise to the occasion and lead himself.
I guess that's probably responsible for the healthy batting average in the Pacific, hmm?
Bing, the battle of the valor of our men, especially our aviators, has been superb. I would be inclined to believe their accomplishments similar to dime novel adventure stuff if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
How long were you on Guadal there, Colonel?
46 days, Bing. And of that time, we were bombed 38 days and shelled from the sea 21 nights.
Did you get any on you?
No, I managed to keep my coat buttoned.
Are the Japs really as dirty fighters as we're told, Colonel?
Well, I don't know about the dirty part, but I will say that they are tough, rugged, and tricky. Perhaps they have been underestimated. They infiltrate behind the lines at night, as they did in Malaya, and attempt to create confusion by calling out various commands in English, such as, "Don't shoot, Captain. I'm bringing in my platoon."
What happened when he brought them in?
Their entrance was their exit, but more kept coming.
The funny thing, isn't it, how the Jap seems to be trained to fight and die?
That's why we'll eventually beat them, Bing. The Marines are trained to fight and live.
May they continue to live and help write the history of our country as gloriously as they have for the past 167 years. Thank you very much, Colonel Hunt, and good luck to you. And if you'd care to stick around, La Belle Martine sings as only she can, "How Come You Do Me Like You Do, 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 Mademoiselle Marie."
How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Why do you try to make me feel so blue? I ain't done nothing to you. Do me right or else just let me be. 'Cause I can beat you doing what you're doing to me. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Way soon this morning, I come rapping at your door. You kept me waiting like you never did before. That's a sure sign, baby, I'll never rap no more, no more. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Why do you make me feel so doggone blue? I ain't done nothing to you. If you rave, I'll have to get you cold. For I can change your temperature from hot to cold. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me? How come you do me like you do?
Thank you, Mary. A frequent and welcome visitor to the Old Graft Music Hall is Paramount's Miss Cass Daly. In our efforts to keep au courant on Miss Daly's spare time activities, we asked Cass to drop in tonight and dish you some of the dirt. What you been doing, Cass?
Well, Bing, I decided I ain't refined enough, so I got a teacher learning me to be high class.
Well, if you can catch up with the hoi polloi, I may finance a scholarship for Hope. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing swell. I already got an A for repulsiveness.
Well, how about deportment?
They can't deport me. I was born here. But just in case, I got three guys learning me languages.
Yeah?
On Tuesday, I got a French teacher. On Wednesday, I got an English teacher. And on Friday, I got a Spanish teacher.
That ought to teach you plenty.
It don't teach me a thing. But it gets me 3 dates a week.
What a diabolical plan.
Yeah, from now on, I don't hobnob with the mob.
Oh, from now on you compete with the elite, huh?
Right.
Right.
You know what else, Bing?
Hit me.
This dame who's learning me the social graces has also helped me with my wardrobe.
Yeah?
Yeah, I already bought me a hat with a veil on the back, you know.
You know they're also wearing them over the face?
If there's anything I can do to help with your social ambitions, Cass, I'd be happy to have you call me a friend.
Oh, well, gee, thanks, Mary. Would you take me to the place where you buy your dresses?
Gladly. And I'll also take you to the place where I buy my hats.
Let's not carry this friendship too far.
Gladly. Gladly.
Well, I gotta run along to home now. You know, it's hard to keep help, and my butler's waiting for me to serve his dinner, so... Ah, home at last. Be it only a humble palace, there's no place like home. But no place. Where's my butler? Hey, you mom, come in here!
Did you call me sleazy?
No, I didn't call you sleazy. And that's no way for a butler to talk, sleazy.
Well, you see, this is my first job as a butler. I used to be a gentleman's gentleman.
Oh, you never worked as a ladies' man?
Only on my days off.
Then I will instruct you. First, be sure that there's a bath mat for the outdoor bathtub.
What outdoor bathtub?
You know, the one where I bathe every morning.
I'm sorry, madam, that is not an outdoor bathtub. It's a barbecue pit.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't find the soap dish.
Very seldom use soap on the barbecue.
Tell me, did anybody phone me?
Oh, yes, the matchmaker of the Hollywood Legion Stadium called and wanted to know if you'd go 10 rounds with Barney, Canvasback Dean, tonight at 9 o'clock.
Can't make it.
Why not?
Because I'm wrestling Strangler McKirk at 8.
I'll lay 8 to 5. You out scuffle him, too.
Answer that doorbell when it rings.
Let's wait till it rings. Still ringing.
Well, answer it.
Oh, I went last time. It's your turn.
Answer the doorbell, weasel.
Oh, when you're so sweet, I just melt. Good evening, sir. Welcome to Indifferent Manor, the residence of Miss Cass Daly.
Will you all tell Miss Daly that Sir Jonathan Reginald Archibald Scottison Trotter is here?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cass! Tubby's here!
Rolling the bell!
How are you, my dear? I bring greetings from my mater and pater.
Well, thanks. And how is your satyr and breeder?
They're feeling much better. Good day. I'll see you later.
That boy's getting fainter and fainter, isn't he? How do you do? How do you do? What do you want?
I'm Captain Carpenson of the Army. I want to see Miss Daly.
Hey, Cass, a guy in uniform wants you.
Now, what do the cops think I've done?
Am I addressing Miss Cass Daly?
Well, I ain't Betty Grable.
And how you ain't. Miss Daly, I have the honor to notify you that you've passed your physical examination and you are now a whack.
Now, he said.
Oh, thanks, Captain Carpenter. Gee, you must be a brave man.
Well, yes, I am known for my great courage and my ability to face anything.
Really? Well, how about the date tonight?
I'm a coward.
What are you laughing at? I'm not finished with you for the way you stood me up last night.
Stood you up?
Yeah, you heard me. Go on. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Getting late.
3 good hours wasted.
Should have been with me. We
never
had a ball.
Tasted such humiliation.
We broke it up.
There was I, goodness knows, there was I, waiting on the corner.
Which corner were you on?
How was I to know that you'd never show?
I was.
Oh, where were you when you were supposed to be with me?
Why, I was,
Where were you? Where were you last night? There was I, exactly where I said I'd be. Where were you? Just nowhere in sight.
I went to the corner for a racing car.
Were you with your mother?
No, no.
Were you with your brother?
No, no.
Or were you with another?
Oh, oh.
I looked around, up and down. I even checked out the lost and found. That was true. You done me wrong. Now, do you think that's right?
I got some bad seafood.
Where were you? Where were you last night?
If I was anywhere near, I'd have heard you.
Where were you when you were supposed to be with me?
Well, me and my father were gone.
Where were you? Where were you last night? Where was I? Exactly where I said I'd be.
I got the note on your rock.
Where were you? Just nowhere inside. Where you Jim Jam Joe on the Jersey side? Was she 9 foot tall? Was she 4 foot
five?
How could you do it, man alive? I looked around, up and down. I even checked out the lost and found. Sad but true.
too. You done me wrong, or do you think that's right? Where were you? Where were you last night? Oh, there was a night when I went. I thought I was.
Honey, I'll croon love's true honeymoon. Keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery. The light of the silvery moon, I want a spoon to my honey I'll croon love's honeymoon. Keep her shining in June. Your silvery beam will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery
clients probably know, our friend Victor Borge is the fellow who added such new answers to our language as phonetic punctuation and the upper language. I understand you've dug something new for us, Vic.
Yes, Bing, in a way.
In a way?
Yeah. You know, we have to be so careful in what we say nowadays. Spies may be listening and columnists, you know, we cannot tell them from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the government asks us to zip our lips. Of course, the Axis, they don't have to worry about that. Nobody in the world can understand what they say anyway, except themselves. As a matter of fact, they always say the same thing. Have you ever heard a conversation between Hitler and Mussolini?
No.
Here's Hitler.
Hitler.
Hoppen Sie, haben Sie, stupen Sie, haben Sie, kommen Sie, lock it, they stunk Sie, aber haben Sie, hopsie, hopsie, nackma, blick.
What does Mussolini say?
Mussolini? All right. Originally, the purpose of Zip Your Lip was to prevent girls from getting any information from our soldiers. But that's silly. Anytime I've seen a soldier with a girl, believe me, they weren't talking. You know, I have been zipping my lip, but no one understands what I'm saying. How can people on the table talk like they talk about... But, here's how you can zip your lip and still make yourself understood without saying a word. I have worked out a little language.
Good.
Sure, yeah.
I hear that.
Oh, yeah, you will. You can use it any place, this language. For instance, you go to a bookstore. You want to buy a book that could be a spy or all. You don't know. You don't want him to listen what you say and anything. Don't give out any information. So you just say, for instance, you want to buy the bestseller. Now it's Seversky's Victory Through Air Power.
Good book.
Instead of saying that, you just do so. But if you only do this, then you get the Reader's Digest version of it. And our book, for instance, you want to buy, is a very famous book called Idiot's delight.
It is delight.
It is delight. Just do this.
They may send for man for
you. Sure. Yeah, I'll get you. Or two. And then, of course, there's a book. I don't think you want it, but some people read it. This is Hitler's Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
If you want to buy that, you just say, oh, this is censored. But anyway. Or you go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
And you want anyone to hear what you order, you just call the waiter and you say,
what?
Hmm?
What's that?
A chicken surprise. Oh, you want a moo. Moo.
What's that?
It's stewed beef. And on a meatless Tuesday, you'd just order. That's tuna.
Tuna. What do you do if you want an extra cup of coffee?
Just bring a letter from the president. You know, the most important thing is the news. For instance, here's a way a news commentator can give zip-your-lip news without giving away any unnecessary information. Now he goes on the air and just say, that's Wendell Willkie back from his trip around the world. Or he says, that's a German soldier in Russia. A little cold. And do you know what this is? That's the Democrat giving the election return. Or this. He says, this week, Henry J. Kaiser launched 4 more ships. 5 more. And here's a whole communique from Field Marshal Rommel in Africa.
What's he laughing for?
Oh, he's in a very ticklish position. And, Bing, do you know what this is?
No.
This is the end.
Very nice, Victor. And here in another mood are the charioteers. In 5 weeks, these men have aroused so much enthusiastic interest among our listeners that, for the benefit of those who came in late, we think we ought to identify them again. Reading from left to right, the charioteers are tenor...
Alfred Williams.
Second tenor...
Edward Jackson.
Baritone...
Ira Williams.
Bass...
Howard Daniel.
James Sherman is at the piano. Here are the five of them, and Running Wild.
Never make a fool of me. No gal, I mean just what I say. I'm not the simpleton I used to be. Wonder how I got that way. Once I was full of sentiment, 'tis true, but now I've got a cruel heart. With all that awful foolishness, I'm through. Gonna play the villain. Ah, no, I'm running wild, lost control, running wild, mighty bold, feeling gay. Reckless, carefree mind all the time, never blue. Always going, always going, don't know where,
don't know where.
Always showing,
always showing.
I don't care,
don't love nobody, it's not required.
I'm all alone,
running wild,
I'm running wild, lost control, running wild, very bold, feeling gay, reckless too, carefree mind all the time, never blue.
Wild, I'm just running wild, just running wild.
fine, men. More from the charioteers later. In the interim, more from my colleagues.
The old saying that haste makes waste is being brought home to all of us these days. We're driving slower to save rubber, and you homemakers are taking a minute to save the grease that accumulates when you're cooking for a large family. But you and I know that in some cases, haste is a saving. For instance, in the making and distributing of a product like... The Junior Red Cross is out to enroll more members.
Yes, well, we planned on going over the matter of the Junior Red Cross enrollment a little later, Carl.
Oh, that's fine. But tell me, does the Junior Red Cross teach first aid?
Yes, among many other things.
Well, that's swell. You know what I think first aid really is?
What really is first aid?
Well, it's just a brief pause for abrasion identification.
Drop the Carpenter, have you any idea what the word abrasion means? No coaching, please.
Oh, I certainly have. An abrasion is a cut.
Good. Let's make a slight abrasion in this discussion and get on with craft music hall matters involving Richard Hyden, Cass Daly, Mrs. Helen Fletcher, field representative of the Junior Red Cross, the charioteers, John Scott Trotter and group, the music maids and Hal, and Mary Martin with an unidentified yard bird.
We just won't be able to use my car anymore.
But don't worry, honey, a Sunday that's sunny and we'll go out of before.
On a bike built for two, I'll go riding with you. We'll go rollio rolling along.
It's the grandest machine, doesn't need gasoline. Just go rollio rolling along.
Our hearts will go riding in rhythm, the breeze singing love's sweetest song. Over valley and hill, there is no greater thrill than rollio rolling.
Rollio rolling,
rollio rolling along.
Tommy Tom, maybe he knew she was no baby to spend the day on a hike. And he'd become lazy and thought hiking crazy when two could ride on a bike.
Let's be patriotic, honey, on a day that's sunny. We'll be saving gas and we'll be saving money. Rollio, rolling along.
Rollio.
We need rubber for the nation in this situation. If we want some recreation, we can go rollio, rolling along.
Rollio.
I'll be seeing lots of you while we're riding together.
As a healthy builder rubber, we can't go wrong.
So get on. Go, rollio,
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 rolling along.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Mary and Maze. It was just 6 weeks ago this evening that Professor Richard Hyden dropped into the Old Craft Music Hall to tell us about Hyden's high-class hotel and Hitchhiker's Haven. Now the professor tells us he's hocked the old haven and bought himself a dude ranch.
How do you do? Empty studio in the old corral.
Stop, just a minute. What do you call the ranch, Professor?
I call it Hopperbelt Hyden's Hospitable Hacienda.
Sounds incredible.
It's not only incredible, it's delicaticable. It's lovely, and the mountains. You've never seen such scenery.
What mountains are they, Hop?
The the low Sierras.
Well, let's get going, Hopperbelt.
Hey, Hopperbelt, the rustlers stole 50 head of cattle last night. That's bad, Hopperbelt, stealing 50 head.
Not too bad. We still have the part that gives the milk.
There's a stranger coming up the trail, Hoppy. Looks like a tough hombre.
Show him in. I'm an old cow, and from the Rio Grande, I'm an old cow. Hello.
Hi, partner. I'm Rootin' Tootin' Two-Gun Shootin' Crosby of the Flying Shirt Tail Ranch. Who owns this here dude ranch?
I do, Deet. Pull up a cactus and sit down.
Oh, thanks. I just came here to talk for Joe.
Don't mention Joe's name.
Oh, why not?
Joe never seems to send me pretty gifts.
That's Jim.
I am not here to quibble.
Some tells me, partner, that you ain't no Westerner. I'll bet you don't even know nothing about horses.
Look who's talking about horses.
Well, if you're such a good horseman, let's see you ride around the corral and pick up a handkerchief with your teeth.
I shall be glad to give a practical demonstration. Come here, Sea Crumpet. I will now ride around the corral and pick up the hanky with my teeth. Hi-ho, Sea Crumpet.
Not bad, partner, not bad at all. You know any other tricks?
Yes. I shall now go back and pick up my teeth.
Well, I can see there's nothing here, partner. I'm hitting the road.
Say, Hoppy, here's a mighty pretty gal asking for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm already spoken for.
I was just looking over the accommodations on your ranch, and everything looks just lovely. But what do you all do around here for excitement, honey?
We all play pin the tail on the donkey.
Well, that doesn't sound like so much fun.
It is the way we play it. We use a live donkey.
Oh, you poor man. It must hurt you terribly.
Yes, it does.
Hey, boss, there's another female heading this way. This one looks like a tough character.
Whoa! Hello, Hopabout.
It's me, Cass.
Everybody leaves. She's liable to start a stampede. Hiya, honey.
See, Hopabout, ain't you glad to see me, huh?
Yes. Oh, my little tumbleweed. I go for you, my prairie gopher. I love you with all my heart. Sometimes when I'm at home, I sing, I see your face before me. Ow!
What's the matter?
It scares me.
Gee, you and me was made for each other, Hoppy. Go.
Name the day, my dear. Till now I have been as lonesome as a rain barrel on the back stoop of life. You are very attractive. You are as white as driven snow. You are as soft as cotton.
Oh, me?
No, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like my...
Oh, gee, Hoppy, you're a great lover.
Yes. When I look into your eyes, electric shocks run through my sacroiliac.
That ain't no electric shock. You're sitting on a stove. Tell me, honey, why do you always sit on a stove?
When we are married, that's where we will spend the rest of our lives.
On a stove?
Yes. Home on the range. Wherever we rove, we'll come back to the stove.
And again, little home on the...
You take it.
Leaving Richard Hyden's hospitable hacienda, we get along on up the trail toward the charioteers, pausing to listen as they sing one of their most popular recorded treatments of So Long.
Our love has seen you through its doorway. You're going your way. I'm left behind. And though I hope you'll be contented, you'll be lamented and on my mind so long. Hope we'll meet again someday. That maybe then you'll say, darling, I will.
of you, I can dream that you're lonely too. You're my own. Even though we're far apart, I will keep you right here in my heart.
Oh, Lord. Oh, you leave me here to cry. It can never be goodbye.
Germany applies for membership in the League of Nations as Mussolini tries to organize anti-German blocs in Italy and the Balkans. 1926, Prohibition gives us, and nearly 2,000 people die of poison liquor. 1926, Calvin Coolidge is president of these United States, and the Black Bottom, the Charleston, and the Shimmy are the dances of the day. 1926, and serious-minded men, sensing a change in the times, are saying...
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I wonder what it would be like to go out with Gilda Gray.
Harry, that's a fine thing to say. Do you think I'd let you go out with that shimmy dancer?
No, well, if I did take her out, she'd probably shake me.
Harry!
Hmm?
You know, I saw newsreel pictures of Gertrude Ederle getting ready to go into the water.
Boy, where those newsreel cameramen don't get to go, huh?
Oh, Harry, please. Now, what was I going to say?
Boy.
Oh, yes. What's that stuff they smeared all over her before she started to swim?
Well, that stuff they smeared on her is what made it possible for her to find a new route from England to France.
A new route?
Yeah, sure. She's the only person who ever went from Dover to Calais who was able to spend 14 hours in Greece.
At last, my love come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. At last, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover. That night I looked at you. I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill I've never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast. And here we are in heaven, for you are mine at last.
That's probably one of the nicest songs, just hold the phone a minute. Hey. Character wandering up out of the audience here and preparing to join us on the stage. Just a minute. Say, Bud, I'm sorry, but you can't come up here
this. Go right ahead. Don't mind.
We're doing...
I just want to sit up here on the platform.
The seats in the audience are more comfortable. They can't get at you.
Well, I can't see you very good from down there.
I can't see you very good from up here, but I'm not kicking.
Well, you're more the placid type.
Placid type. Well, just for the records, friend, do you mind telling me who you are?
Did I ask you who you are?
It's a point there. He's got a point.
Well, and I not only know you, but I like you. That's why I'm here, because I like you.
Well, if you like me, you'll go back and sit down.
Well, I don't like you that much, no.
I see you're just platonic, huh? Well, you can't stay here. These chairs up here are for the actors, for the guests.
Just for the actors, huh?
Yep.
Where do you sit?
Listen, Typee, I hate to seem to be pressing this point, but who are you?
My name's Yuki.
Yuki? Well, that's an odd name.
That's an odd crack from a guy whose name is Bing.
Well, Bing is just my nickname.
So is Yuki. They call me Yuki because when I was a kid, I played a ukulele.
Oh, I said, you know, when I was a sprout, I used to fool around with the clarinet.
All right, Clara.
Well, I feel better having this stimulating little chalk talk with you, this little chat. Now, will you retire to your seat out in the auditorium? We've got to...
Well, why? I bought a ticket. I can sit any place.
You bought a ticket to come in here?
Don't give me that straight face. You know your brother Everett is out there selling it. You know.
Well, I'm glad you dropped in, Yuki. Just have a chair. Just sit anywhere. Make yourself comfy. And because Mary Martin is going to sing, I see your face before me.
I see your face before me, crowding my every dream. There is your face before me. You are my only fear. It doesn't matter where you are. I can see how sweet you are. I close my eyes and there you are. Always. If you could share the magic, if you could see me too, there would be nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your wonderful face before me. Doesn't matter where you are, I can see how sweet you are. I close my eyes and there you are. Always. If you could share the magic, if you could see me too, there would be nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want. Your face, your wonderful face, before me.
Very lovely, Mary. Thank you.
very enterprising lyric writer, Harold Adamson, has taken the Mardi Gras movement from Ferdy Groffé's Mississippi Suite and fashioned some rather nice words to this strain. It's called Daybreak.
Daybreak, another new day. The mist on the meadow is drifting away. For it's daybreak, the sun's in the sky. Flowers break through their blanket of dew. Sunrise, how lovely it seems to see from my window a sky full of dreams. As the white clouds sail on to the blue. At daybreak, I daydream of you.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Starting next Thursday, Mary Martin's taking a little holiday. Jenny Sims, however, will be here, as well as Edgar Buchanan, Edward Brophy, and other personalities and types too numerous to mention. That's next Thursday, but between now and then, remember, boys and girls, the Junior Red Cross can be your first important step in helping to win the war.